Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Welcome. It is time for the Sports Lounge, CRN Digital Talk Radio, CRNTalk.com, broadcasting coast to coast and around the world. And it's my honor, my pleasure to be joined by the Sultan of State Safeties, the acting legend, Mr. Fred Dreyer. Sir, how are you?
Michael, it's great to see you sitting in Michael Horn's seat. You fill it nicely.
I appreciate that. Big shoes to fill. Mike Horn out on assignment. He'll be back next week. He's probably hiding from all the bad picks he made over the last couple weeks. We'll get into that later.
But we got to watch him because he was pretty despondent when he drove out of the driveway.
Yeah, absolutely, he was. Hopefully there's some bookies out there trying to break his thumbs.
But no more. But believe me, no more depressed than I was. I've completely given up. It's like I've never played this sport in my life.
Well, I mean,
it's really unbelievable. Yeah. There's some of these things that I don't recognize. You can handicap pretty well from the second half of the season to the end, and certainly now in the playoffs. But I've never seen the league where you could almost say it's unhandicappable.
That's why the bookies make all that money. That's why Vegas is Vegas. It has been very hard to kind of figure out what's going on. We're going to go through some of the divisional rounds after the break to get some picks in. We got the lines for you guys, so stick around for that. But first off, sir, how was your holiday? How was your New Year?
You know, thank you. We're in 2020 now, and 2019, it was an okay year in some respects, but I hate to say it, the older you get, the more you want to hold on to years, but at the same time, you want to get past the years that aren't too good.
Yeah.
And so I kind of feel that way about 2019. There's a lot of things that personally I want to accomplish. There's a lot of things in my family that I want to change and readdress. And, my grandkids and my daughter, and they're well.
Good.
And so each year I give thanks that is in fact the case, and everything else is you can bridge everything else.
2020 is going to be your year, Fred. It's going to be the year of the Sports Lounge.
Well, I sure appreciate it, and hopefully that Mike Horn and I will be able to be more accurate in our handicapping of pro football, because this, believe me, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, we've got 8 games left. And, I would like to think that I know something.
The NFL playoffs are off and rolling, and the basketball season is in full swing. So get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, betonline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. And like I mentioned, the divisional round of the playoffs are here. You can follow all the lines at betonline.ag. On Saturday, 6-seed Minnesota heads west to San Francisco, while Tennessee visits Baltimore as a heavy road underdog. On Sunday, Houston takes on KC, and Seattle heads to the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field, where Green Bay are a 4-point favorite. Will we see another round of major road upsets? Well, before the next kickoff, head over to betonline.ag and use our promo code COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bring the playoffs home with our exclusive sportsbook partner, betonline.ag.
The Home Depot has a secret recipe for new kitchen appliances. Up to 40% off appliance special buys, like a stainless steel Whirlpool kitchen package for only $19.98. get a side-by-side refrigerator, electric range, dishwasher, microwave, and for a limited time, over $1,000 off. Guess the secret's out. Save now on a Whirlpool kitchen, only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only. Gas extra. See store for details. Valid through February 26th.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're going to let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
We are back in the Sports Lounge with the Sultan. Two safeties, one game. Never be done again. I'm Mike Gary, sitting in for Mike Horn out on assignment. Thank you so much for everybody joining us on Facebook. We got a lot of people on Facebook right now watching the live broadcast. Shout out to Beverly.
Can you see how many people are on there?
Yeah, we got about 26 right now, and we're just only about
now. Is that normal?
It's a little bit more, actually. This is not counting other people watching on YouTube Live, on Twitch, and on Periscope, or off Roku, or off Tiki Live.
Oh, that's right. I guess you could say we're multi-platform.
We are multi-platform like you wouldn't believe.
Wow, that's good.
So there you go. Thank you once again so much.
And I thank all the people for tuning in. I hope we don't disappoint you.
So let's get to some of these games real fast. I know a lot of people are tuning in to hear, you know, your picks. I mean, like you said, it's been a little tough. So let's go through these. The first one, this is the Saturday game, the early game. This is the Minnesota Vikings at the 49ers. The 49ers are laying 7, and the money line on that is that if you want to bet the 49ers, they're minus 310. What that means is if you bet $100, you're going to if you bet $310, you're going to win 100. If you pick the dogs, the Vikings, if you bet 100, you're going to win 250. Who you got?
Well, look, I mean, it's San Francisco at home.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing very well. I like what Garofalo did in New Orleans. I like how he played against the Rams on Monday Night TV. I think it was the last Monday Night TV game of the year. It could be, they win this and then they go into the NFC Championship game with either Green Bay or the Seattle Seahawks.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're the best of the four teams.
Mm-hmm.
I think their defensive line is pretty impressive, but I'll tell you something. Minnesota's defensive line, you know what they did? They moved the two defensive ends for the Vikings inside to be the two defensive tackles. And they really got a lot of pressure, and they really broke free against the Saints and gave those guys, Drew Brees and all those other quarterbacks, a real hard time. This is going to be a battle at the line of scrimmage, I think it's 7 or less. I guess you have to go with the 49ers. I haven't seen them play in a couple weeks. I'm fresh off the impact of watching Minnesota play very well in New Orleans, which is a tough place to play.
Very tough place to play.
So I'm not concerned about Minnesota, you know, getting it up to play on the road again. If they go to the Super Bowl, they're going to have to, unless it's Seattle. They got a better record than Seattle, I think. I know they don't, but they're going to have to win this their trip to the Super Bowl by winning on the road. I think they can do it. And if I wanted to say of all the teams, this one is going to be real close, down to the wire. I'll go with San Francisco because I think that the overview is they're. They're a little bit better at the line of scrimmage.
So there you go. Fred's taking San Francisco. I am taking San Francisco as well. And like you said, Fred, I think this is going to be a defensive battle. Mm-hmm. Over-under's 44. I'm definitely taking the under on that. Next up, we have Tennessee Titans at the Baltimore Ravens.
Another Saturday game here.
This is the late game on Saturday. Baltimore Ravens had, I believe, a first-round bye. Lamar Jackson is an unbelievable player. Right now, the Tennessee Titans are dogs. They're at 10 points. They're getting 10 points.
Yeah, that's a nice point spread. I say this because... I watched Tennessee run the ball for over 200 yards between their two running backs, Henry, who ran for 186 yards against the New England Patriots last week or 2 weeks ago, and I kind of think that Tennessee will still have a presence. And Vrabel, the head coach at Tennessee, really understands the value of establishing the line of scrimmage by running that big guy. Mm-hmm. You know, and at the same time, by doing that, you'll keep the Baltimore offense off the field.
Yeah,
Baltimore is explosive. I think Tennessee, with Vrabel defensively, I think he's a good matchup. You know, for the Baltimore Ravens, another close game. I guess Baltimore deserves the nod here. They're favored by 10. It'll be very interesting, you know. But both teams, either one of these four teams that we've been talking about, very capable of winning the game. I'll go with Baltimore and San Francisco.
I'm going to go with Baltimore to win, just like you, Fred. But I do not think they're going to cover. So I'm going to pick the Titans in terms of I don't think that Baltimore is going to cover, so I'm going to take Tennessee and the 10 points. Next, we have the Houston Texans and the Kansas City
Chiefs.
That's
Sunday game.
This is a Sunday game. The Kansas City Chiefs are at home, and Houston is a 9.5-point dog.
9.5-point over Kansas City. You know, I think... again, this is a lot of this stuff is a gut feeling between teams that are ranked very close to one another. I think the difference in this game is going to be Kansas City offense.
Yeah.
I think they will cover, and I think they'll give Houston a hard time. I think they'll know what to do and how to take J.J. Watt out of the game, neutralize him. With offensive blocking schemes. I like Kansas City here to cover.
I like Kansas City as well to cover. And finally, we have the late Sunday game, the Seattle Seahawks and the Green Bay Packers. This is the game that everybody's been waiting for. The Green Bay Packers are getting 4.
They're getting 4, and they've got Aaron Rodgers. Something about Green Bay that is not kosher with me.
Yeah,
I'm they're inconsistent at the line of scrimmage. I think they do some. It's tough for them to come out and hand the ball off. Seattle, I think by the time they get there Sunday, I think mobility. And is going to rule out over the pocket passer, and with Green Bay, I just think that If you're going to go for an upset, I'm going for Seattle over Green Bay.
There you go. I'm with you, too. I think the only way that Green Bay wins this game, even though they're at home, is that Aaron Rodgers has a huge game. And I think at his age right now, you really can't expect that. So there you go. Good luck to you, Fred.
Well, let's all wish each other good luck here. It's 2020. This is our first a betting forage into the future. And here's to everybody out there who's got $2 in your pocket, and go with what you think.
There you go, you guys. So stick around. I'll be right back right after the break. More here on the Sports Lounge with the acting legend, the Sultan of Safeties, Fred Dreyer. I am Mike Gary, sitting in for the old growler, Mike Horn, on an assignment. We'll be back next week. Thank you so much to everybody on Facebook. Panelist says, hi, Fred and Mike from Minnesota. Thank you for not counting the Vikings completely out. So there you go, Pamela. Stick around. Be right back, you guys. Sports Lounge here on CRN Digital Talk Radio, CRNTalk.com.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519.
800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
Back here in the Sports Lounge, Fred Dreyer, the Sultan of Safeties, acting legend, all-around great guy. I'm Mike Gary, Sierra Digital Talk Radio in the Sports Lounge, sitting in for Mike Horn. Once again, thank you to all the people listening on Facebook, on Roku, on Tiki Live. We have John. John says, hi, Mr. Dreyer, all the way from Oxford, UK.
Good man, John.
Bonnie Clark says, Fred, still looking good, with a bunch of heart emojis. So take
that
if you will. Very
I'm a heartthrob.
Nice.
Still a heartthrob. Still, it's good to know that. You know, you don't want to lose that quality.
I think it's one of those things that just, you know, you have it, and you have it for life, just like Fred Dreyer does, you guys. So going back to what we talked about a couple segments ago.
Yeah.
Talking about Wade Phillips, how the Rams fired Wade Phillips. And just my two cents here, Fred. It seems like, so they underperformed this season, even though they're 9-7. Play calling was a little bit abysmal on the offensive end. Todd Gurley didn't get the ball enough. Someone needed to be sacrificed, and it sounds like Sean McVay threw Wade Phillips under the bus because he blamed it all on the defense, even though the defense was okay. The offense was the one that wasn't controlling the clock, like you said, allowing the defense to be on the field all the time. What do you think that the Rams need to do moving forward?
Well, I don't know if it's throwing anybody under a bus because it's hard to manipulate the fact of what the season bore out, and that was that offensively they have no running game, and they did nothing about it, which put the defense in a tough spot and put them on the field way more than they wanted to. It's the same old thing. Every game is basically structured the same way. You know, when you start, talking about a three-bedroom condo, no matter what year and what time frame you're living in, it still remains a three-bedroom condo. So everything that all the problems that you have with three-bedroom condos, you're going to have down the line, you know. So when you take a look at what is going on here, the Rams three-bedroom condo is now minus Wade Phillips. Mm-hmm. He's fired, so the head coach can now take and put a defensive backfield coach.
Now, this is interesting.
A defensive backfield coach as the coordinator. This means that all defenses, we can write this down, all defenses will be under the consideration of coverage first.
Coverage, exactly. Passing game first.
Coverage first.
Yeah.
And then ball control at the line of scrimmage second.
Yeah.
And it always runs that way. And they'll always tell you, no. We're going to control the line of scrimmage, and you know we're going to do but you're not going to be able to do that honestly.
Yeah.
Because of the placement of linemen, you're stuck. One of the reasons that you run a 34 defense is, number one, you don't have four real good defensive linemen. Number one. Mm-hmm. Number two is you run a 34 front because the multifaceted of pre-snap looks, you can bring more people up to the line of scrimmage. You can bring another person or two up to the line of scrimmage and put them in the gaps, bounce them around, and kind of shake up. You can overload one side and shoot players up the middle and off the edges to give quarterbacks a hard time in what they call a pre-snap look.
Yeah.
And so what the Rams are going to want to do is have multiple coverages. It's one of the reasons they went out and signed this cornerback. I don't know what the heck this guy's name is. The cornerback. They gave up two number one draft choices for this guy.
Yeah.
And I was very surprised because they're giving away future draft picks on this guy.
Yeah, for a quote-unquote shutdown corner.
On a cornerback that you can literally take out of the game.
Exactly.
You take him out of the game really easy.
Don't throw to his side of the field.
Well just run. Just take one receiver, because he's going to be in man.
Yeah.
That's why they got him.
Yeah.
Just run him down the field.
There you go.
Just get him out of the way.
Out of the play.
And so and when you do all these types of things, there's considerations. You gain something and then you give something up and you lose something. If I'm the – they're still going to run a 34 under Aubrey Pleasant, I understand. Mm-hmm. So they've got three down linemen. The center is covered. The nose man's covered. And so now they're going to run multiple – what I think they're going to do is – which is maybe rubbed, Wade Phillips the wrong way. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to blitz a lot more.
Oh, really?
I think they're going to send a lot of people,
linebacker and safety blitzes.
Everything.
Yeah.
The combination of stuff is, you know, there's a myriad conversations you can have about how and who you send and what the pre-snap look is. And if you've got a cornerback that they gave up two number ones for over here, you just put him on their top receiver, wherever he goes.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to do.
And it's a one-trick pony because if you, for example, use those resources on a defensive lineman or linebacker, that's somebody that can help you in the pass game and the rush game because the pass game, he's rushing the quarterback, and in the run game, he's stopping the run.
Yeah, but you're probably not going to send corners on any type of blitzes.
No.
What you're going to do is you're going to take that one guy and take out the best receiver of your opponent, and that's it. Checkmate. So both teams are playing with 10 people.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So what are we going to do with these 10 people on defense? And Wade Phillips has a different approach to it than Aubrey Pleasant would have, and so. In Fred Dreyer is the greater scope that I have on this and throughout experience and what I've seen and what works and what doesn't work. You can get great defense out of no matter who does what.
Yeah.
Okay. But what you give up when you consider pass first. You give up some things at the line of scrimmage that I don't think the Rams can afford to give up.
No.
But we'll see what's going to happen here. But for my sake, I would wish that they would go back to a four-man line, but they're not going to.
There you have it, folks. The man, he's got football in his blood. He knows what he's talking about. Listen to him. We'll be right back, you guys, here in the Sports Lounge. I'm Mike Gary, Fred Dreyer, sitting in for Mike Horn. Out on assignment. We'll be right back here. CRN Digital Talk Radio, CRNTalk.com. Join us on Facebook, Facebook.com/CRNTalk. And follow Fred on Twitter, @Fred_Dreyer. And follow him on Facebook, The Real Fred Dreyer. Be right back.
Attention sports fans. Now you can watch every football game you want all season long without leaving your home with Dish for about $50 a month. Compared to your cable bill, you can save almost $600 a year. Call right now and sign up for Dish and watch every football game you want. With Dish, there are no boxes to pay, plus get free installation as soon as tomorrow if you call now. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch your favorite sports and channels on your smartphone, tablet, or laptop. Be one of the first 100 orders right now and get a free voice remote. Don't miss a single football game all year long and save a ton of money. Get a free voice remote and free installation as soon as tomorrow. But you gotta call All-American Dish right now.
800-380-4452. 800-380-4452. 800-380-4452. That's 800-380-4452.
We're in the Sports Lounge. I'm Mike Gary with the Sultan, acting legend Fred Dreyer. And sad news. This is a sad story, but it's an important something we should talk about because it's going to affect Major League Baseball and probably all forms of baseball moving forward. This is involving a young girl hit with a foul ball in the Houston Astros game at Minute Maid Park in May. And she has sustained some serious permanent damage, some brain damage that might result in seizures and a really tough road ahead. And this has become a real problem. I mean, we had an incident. This happened at this Dodger Stadium last season, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it was recently revealed that the league is planning to expand the protective net covering all around the all Major League Baseball parks. Fred, what do you think about this?
Well, it was a Chicago Cubs game at Houston.
Yeah.
And Albert Almora of the Cubs hit a ball, and it just went zooming right into the stands and hit this little 2.5-year-old girl in the head. She was immediately rushed away to receive medical attention. Almora was obviously shaken by it. But she has certain parts of her brain that have been affected permanently by this. And it's spatial awareness, you know, controlling sensation and spatial awareness is what they said that she's going to have to deal with. But there's a lot of things that she can do normally. And she can take part in life and have a good life. She's in a great position because of her parents. She has wonderful parents, they say, and is receiving wonderful care. They obviously are concerned, but she is blessed with a family that is doing relatively well, considering everything that has happened.
Yeah, I do think that Major League Baseball is going to step in and as well and take care of some of her medical costs, medical expenses moving forward as well. And this is something definitely that, you know, it's dangerous out there, you guys. You have to, any sporting event, particularly baseball, when there's those balls flying around, you really have to pay attention and, you know, maybe not have, you know, kids that close to the field, but with this netting, though, that will happen.
Well, the netting will abate all of those future incidences, but I've always thought that. I used to go down to Dodger Stadium, you know, when I was a younger kid, and sit down there next to the field. That's the place in the stadium you could get close to the field. You couldn't along the first and third base side behind the home plate. Or anything, you couldn't get next to the field, but you could get next to the action down the line.
Yeah, absolutely,
and,
you guys.
And I always thought, you know, I always thought that, you better pay attention.
Absolutely, guys. Follow Fred on Twitter at Fred_Dreyer. Email Fred, FredDreyer@SierenTalk.com. Follow Fred on Facebook, The Real Fred Dreyer.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
At Aaron's, we believe in the magic of wintertime warmth. That magic that comes from good people out there, always helping others, working hard and providing for those they love, no matter what. So why are there so many stores unwilling to work with some good people? Just because your credit isn't the best doesn't mean your TV or refrigerator can't be. That's why at Aaron's, we work with you. So you can get flexible lease-to-own plans that fit your budget. Because good people always deserve better. Aaron's. Easy, beautiful, affordable.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Out with the old and ink with the new.
You can't print without ink.
Yeah, it's very hard. I've tried.
So stock up at Staples, because right now, all HP ink cartridges are buy one, get one 30% off.
Plus, get free overnight delivery on HP ink at Staples.com. Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
Valid 1/5/20 to 1/11/20. Restrictions apply. Free delivery excludes holidays and weekends. Order by 5 p.m. See store or Staples.com/ink savings for details.
Hey, did you know that Discover offers home equity loans with zero application fees, zero appraisal fees, and zero cash due at closing? That's a lot of zeros, but all those zeros can add up to something big. A home equity loan from Discover can help you use the equity you've already built for things like home improvements, major purchases, or consolidating high-interest debts into a low fixed-rate loan. So you can make big changes with zero worries. Home equity loans are offered by Discover Bank, NMLS ID 684042. Learn more at discoverhomeequityloans.com/zero.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need cash but have bad credit or maxed out cards? Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000, whatever your credit, with no paperwork. MoneyASAP.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks. If you have a checking account and a regular income source, you can get cash in your account as soon as tomorrow. Type this into your smartphone or computer address bar. www.moneyasap.com. That's MoneyASAP.com. MoneyASAP.com.
O'Reilly. A rough running engine could be suffering from buildup of fuel and oil deposits, but Seafoam Motor Treatment for $7.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Clean out built-up sludge and improve fuel economy with Seafoam Motor Treatment on sale for $7.99 each at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. O'Reilly
Auto Parts. You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you this sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Post your next job at Indeed.com/hire and try skills tests for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Those were the days indeed, you guys. To be a fly on the wall in the studio during these breaks, you guys, we could charge tickets for that. We're back in the sports lounge, having a great time here on CRN Digital Talk Radio, CRNTalk.com. Fred Dreyer and Mike Gary. So, a couple more NFL things we should probably get to. So, the Rams, disappointing season for the Rams this year, wouldn't you say?
It's a telltale year for the Rams, I will say.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll get into this. You know, the Rams, believe, have fired their defensive coordinator.
Wade Phillips has been
sacked. Wade Phillips has been fired, and they've hired as his replacement, or likely, it hasn't been officially announced yet, Aubrey Pleasant.
Interesting name.
The Rams' young cornerback's coach.
Uh-huh.
And I underlined in this one-page litany of describing the fact that the Rams have exactly made a coaching change here. They've made pretty good coaching changes for the last 3 years. And this is the one that I'm not surprised at because of what I think is a trend in the National Football League is that in order to control the line of scrimmage, which people are realizing you actually have to do running the ball. Now, remember, the last 2 years, especially this year, is very glaring. That the Rams never really had a running game anywhere down the road. Never had a running game, so they come across. They gave up 144 points. The Rams defense did in losses to Tampa Bay, Baltimore, and Dallas. Excuse me. Excuse me. And 144 points, and that's 3 losses. And there's a reason for that in the scheme of what the Rams run defensively is that 34 front,
yeah,
3 down linemen, and then a bunch of other people they put up in the line of scrimmage. They give the quarterbacks, the visiting quarterbacks, pre-snap looks, as they say, but they were very competitive. They were very competitive in the Super Bowl. The failure for the Rams in the Super Bowl was not defensively.
Not even this season, you could say, is their fault defensively.
Right, but what they're doing is they've got to make a change in the coaching staff. And the likely guy was the defensive coordinator, and they pinpoint these 3 games, you know, 144 points, between the Rams, 49, the 49ers, Tampa Bay, and Baltimore, the Dallas, Tampa Bay, the 49ers. They gave up 30 some odd points against the 49ers too. So they had about 3 or 4 or 5 games there throughout the 16 games sequence where the Ram defense gave up a lot of points.
Yeah.
And when the offense is playing lousy like they did this year, and unable to control the ball. Remember, it works two ways. Yep. When you run the ball and you control the ball,
control the clock.
You keep the opposing team off the field. Well, the Rams were playing poorly, and these three games against Tampa Bay, Baltimore, and Dallas were academic that they weren't. That they were unable to control the line of scrimmage and control the ball, so what you wind up with now is you wind up with Aubrey Pleasant. Now he's the Rams' young cornerbacks coach,
personal friend, close associate of head coach Sean McVay.
Right, and that's okay, that's fine, and because you want good relationships, but you don't want people hiring people because of friendships. And when we come back from our little commercial here, I want to get into the reason of the difference between a defensive backfield coach and a line coach being your defensive coordinator.
I also want to talk maybe about the nepotism involving coaching staff as well. So stick around, you guys. We'll be talking about this and more here on the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer. I am Mike Gary sitting in for Mike Horn out on assignment. This is Sierra Digital Talk Radio, the Sports Lounge, Sports Byline, Sirius XM. Anywhere you can find high-quality broadcasting, you can find us. Stick around.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597.
And we are back in the Sports Lounge. I'm Mike Gary. Fred Dreyer, the one and only. Chopping it up about all things sports. Continuing with a little bit more NFL. So the Dallas Cowboys, what some call America's team, depending on your world view, have hired their coach. They let Jason Garrett go. And they brought in...
Well, they never signed his... He played out his contract.
One thing you can always say about Jerry Jones, you love him or hate him, he is loyal. He is very much so. Loath to fire people, and so he had very nice things to say about Jason Garrett. He did not technically fire him. They chose not to renew his contract.
Yeah, that's right.
And they brought in Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy, of course, everybody knows, was with the Green Bay Packers, won a Super Bowl. Multiple playoff appearances, had a falling out with Aaron Rodgers, and that's what ended his tenure in Green Bay. Now he's officially hired as the new coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Your thoughts?
I think you can. There's two things. There's the football aspect of it. There's the personality aspect of it. But in that sport, you know, when you got a head coach who is the play caller all through Aaron Rodgers' tenure there, at some point in time, you get tired of each other.
Yeah.
You just say, you know, I've been here 10 years, Aaron, and I'm probably I'm going to go down as the longest tenured Aaron Rodgers head coach.
I think he was the longest tenured coach at Green Bay since Vince Lombardi.
Yeah, but he was there 12 years, I think.
Yeah,
and you know, he was 125, 70. In 77, two ties.
Top 10 all time.
He's a 56-year-old McCarthy, and he has a lot of respect around the league, a lot of gravitas. He's an offensive-minded head coach. He calls a lot of the plays until, I think, toward the end of Aaron Rodgers' career. he was he came to the understanding that Aaron Rodgers wanted to talk to somebody else about offense.
Yeah.
So that's when they brought in somebody else for him to do that with. And but the point is that you know you've got McCarthy now in Dallas. You're right. Jerry Jones is a loyal guy. He's also this is also a big step for him because he's going outside the family.
Yeah,
he's not getting Roger Staubach, or he's not getting an ex-Dallas great or anybody like that. He's not going after any of these people here that shared in the grandeur of the Dallas Cowboys over the decades. So they went out and got this guy. I think it's a good pick. I think it stabilizes and solidifies it. I think he'll help Zach.
Dak Prescott.
Dak Prescott. I call him Zach. I call him Dak Prescott. I think that he'll help him. McCarthy will.
Yeah.
And I think he'll give him an infusion. Here's the other thing.
Yeah.
You know, the last 2 years, but certainly last year, we watched the Dallas Cowboys, Dak Prescott, the offensive coordinator, head coach Jason Garrett, watched Ezekiel, running back.
Yeah, Ezekiel Elliott.
Ezekiel Elliott. They watched him get paid a lot of money run the ball,
yeah,
and they never ran the ball.
I know. It's unbelievable.
So what's incredible about that is, you know, they asked Jason Garrett, what about that? He goes, well, you know, the offensive coordinator comes up with it's his game plan and stuff. Hey, wait a minute. You're the head coach. You're not advocating – you're not advocating that ultimate decision, are you?
Yeah.
And that was one of the big holes that you had to explain, and they couldn't do it. And I would say this to McCarthy, who already knows it. Run, Mike, and all will be well. Jerry pays Zeke to run. Jason doesn't run.
Yeah.
You know, that's the difference.
Yeah.
You got to control the line of scrimmage, and McCarthy understands that. You got to control it. You want a quarterback to set passing records. You want them to be successful in the win-loss column. Run the ball.
Establish that running game early.
Run the ball. That's why I go back, at the top of the show, I go back here and take a look at Tennessee.
Yeah.
You know, they've got Henry.
Henry's a beast.
This guy's as tall as I am with about another 40 pounds on him.
Yeah. I saw some of his high school stats, Henry. In his senior year in high school, he had 5,500 yards running and 55 touchdowns.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, I don't want to say freak, but he's a freak.
He's a beast. He's an absolute beast.
He's unbelievable.
Beast.
How
do you think that Mike McCarthy, I mean, he seems like a quiet guy, not too, you know, how do you think he's going to have to deal with Jerry's the spotlight? I mean, Jerry's got his own radio show. I mean, he does a press conference after every game. How do you think McCarthy's going to be able to handle the bright lights of Dallas?
Yes, good question. But I don't think, first of all, McCarthy is, you know, he's seen this before.
Yeah, he's a lunch pail type guy.
He's been in the business before. He's got that all handled. I'm assuming McCarthy asked all these questions of Jerry when Jerry sat down and said, "We want to do this. We want to do this. Tell me, Mike, what do you think we should do with Ezekiel Elliott?" And he got up to the board. He went right to the board and said, "Here are the four plays you got to run this guy on. And these are the types of plays you have to control the line of scrimmage. And once you start talking about that, and then fold in all your offense that comes in off of that, whether you run two tight ends, one tight end, multiple set formations, five wideouts, you're always thinking about your guy back there, running the ball, because he's the best way to control the center part of the field where the heart of your coverage is. And that's Mike McCarthy.
Absolutely. Stick around, you guys. Coming right back right after the break here in the Sports Lounge. Fred Dreyer and Mike Gary, CRN Digital Talk Radio, CRNTalk.com, Facebook.com/CRNTalk. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Remember in the beginning when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Hey, so are you the type of guy that wants to look put together, but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands that work for you, and even let them know what types of styles you prefer. Stitch Fix is convenient. You get great clothes delivered right to you, so you can try new styles on in the comfort of your own home and make a decision without any pressure. And Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to match your budget. There's no subscription required ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you got it all together? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for men, women, and kids. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Final segment here in the Sports Lounge. Fred Dreyer, I'm Mike Gary. Thank you so much to everybody who joined us on Facebook around the world. We have Butch, we have Linda, we have Darren. Brian says, love listening to you guys from Sweden. So that's very nice.
Linda, he's in Sweden.
In Sweden, indeed.
How about that?
All over the world. We're worldwide. A couple emails here real fast. This is from Eric. Eric says, you were on Diagnosis Murder on MeTV the other day. Do you remember that? I'm a Rams fan since the 60s. Aloha from Hawaii, sir.
Well, thank you. Aloha to you two there. I do remember that show. It was great. It was supposed to be it was Dick Van Dyke. And it was supposed to be a spinoff for a pilot.
Really?
Yeah.
Very interesting. This is from Pamela. We love Pamela. Hi, Fred. I love watching Hunter. It was an awesome show. I'm able to binge watch it and see all the episodes I didn't know that existed in the 80s. You and Stephanie Kramer had great chemistry, which made it even better. I enjoyed the Hunter movies, too. Thank you for making Hunter a quality TV show.
Yeah. It's interesting. Stephanie and I did get along very well, you know, as friends. And also professionally, which is a very difficult thing to do when you're on location because of schedules, pressure, last-minute changes, and how you have to deal with each other's personal private lives.
Absolutely. This is from Arizona. Arizona says, Happy New Year's to one heck of a Renaissance man. That's from Arizona.
Hey, Arizona, thank you.
That's very nice indeed. This is from Colin. What are your thoughts on the Patriots game last week? I'm not totally shocked with the outcome. Patriots did not look like the Patriots of old the second half of the year.
Well, the Patriots don't have an offense, and they don't have a way to get the ball down the field. They've got Edelman. They double-team him, and then they've got real problems getting the ball out. And everybody sends a lot of people up the middle and off the edges because Tom can't get the ball out soon enough to people who are competent enough to catch it. So all you got to do is if Tom comes back, they'll surround him with some good receivers and another running back and some linemen, and they'll be good to go.
There you have it, folks. Email Fred at freddreyer@crntalk.com. Follow him on Twitter at @Fred_Dreyer. Follow him on Facebook, The Real Fred Dreyer. Fred, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.